Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the show where we unbox the secrets of the packaging world. I'm your host, Alec, and today we have a very special guest. He's a man who knows more about plastic tubs than anyone has a right to. He's a packaging procurement pro for a major food business. My friend, Billy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alec. And it's true, my life revolves around tubs, containers, and lids. It's more exciting than it sounds, I promise.
I believe you, mostly. So today we're diving into something that affects every single person who buys food, high-quality plastic food packaging. Why is this so crucial for businesses?
Oh, it's everything. It's the first thing your customer sees and touches. You can think of it as your brand's handshake.
Brand's handshake, okay.
And poor quality packaging can mean leaks, breaks, and just a terrible customer experience. That can do serious damage to your reputation.
Right. Nobody wants their Greek yogurt making a break for it in their grocery bag. I've been there. It's not pretty.
Exactly. That's a customer you might lose forever over a 5-cent container. Good packaging protects the product, preserves freshness, and communicates quality. It's a silent salesman on the shelf.
A silent salesman. I love that. So it's not just about holding the food. It's about the entire brand perception.
100%. If your container feels flimsy or looks cloudy, the customer subconsciously thinks the food inside might be low quality too. It's a direct reflection of your standards.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. I'm a food business owner. A supplier sends me a box of containers. How do I tell if they're any good? What am I looking for?
Great question. I break it down into three main categories: visual clarity, performance, and leak resistance.
Okay, visuals first. That seems straightforward. Is it just about being shiny?
Not just shiny. We're talking about clarity and consistency. High-quality plastic should be crystal clear. No cloudiness, no yellow tinge, no black specks or imperfections. It should make the food look appealing, not obscure it.
Makes sense. You want to see the strawberries in the fruit salad. So what's next? Performance? What does that even mean for a plastic box?
Performance is all about how it holds up to real-world use. Is the plastic brittle? If you drop it, does it shatter into a million pieces?
The classic drop test. I like it.
The drop test is essential. Also, how does it handle temperature changes? Does the lid snap on securely and easily every time, or is it a struggle? That's performance.
Right. Nothing worse than a lid that won't cooperate. It's infuriating. And the third thing was leak resistance?
The most critical one for anything with liquid. Soups, sauces, dressings. A good container should have a seal that's practically hermetic.
So how do you test that reliably?
It's very scientific. You fill it with water, seal it, and shake it.
You just shake it? Over the sink, hopefully.
You shake it over your least favorite colleague's desk. Kidding. Yes, over a sink. But you have to be rigorous. Turn it upside down, shake it vigorously. If liquid comes out, it's a failure. No exceptions.
This is fantastic. So you've tested a sample, and it's clear, strong, and doesn't leak. Now, how do you vet the company that makes it? How do you choose the right supplier?
This is where you have to do your homework. First, always test samples from multiple suppliers. Never just go with the first one, even if they pass the leak test. Get a feel for the consistency across different companies.
See who's best in class.
Right, but the most important factor by far is food safety certification. You need to see their papers, basically. This isn't optional.
What kind of papers are we talking about? Was there a diploma for awesome container making?
Pretty much. You're looking for their food safety ratings. The gold standard in the industry is an SQF certification.
SQF? What's that stand for? Super Quality Foodtainers?
Close. It stands for Safe Quality Food. It's a globally recognized certification. It means their facility has been independently audited and meets incredibly high standards for hygiene, safety, and quality control.
So it's an official seal of approval that they know what they're doing and they do it cleanly.
Exactly. You should ask for the SQF score. A high score tells you they have rigorous processes in place to prevent contamination and ensure the product is safe for contact with food. I would never partner with a supplier who can't provide that.
That makes perfect sense. So you've picked your supplier, they have a great SQF score. Is that it? You just place your orders and hope for the best?
Not at all. The work continues. A good supplier relationship is built on ongoing quality control and, crucially, traceability.
Traceability. That sounds important.
It's non-negotiable. Every single case of containers, and ideally every container, should be traceable back to the specific production run it came from. Usually there's a small code printed or molded into the bottom.
And why is that so critical? What's the payoff?
Imagine a worst-case scenario. A batch of plastic is found to have a defect, or there's a contamination issue.
Okay.
With proper traceability, you can identify exactly which containers were made from that batch, which of your products they were used for, and where they were shipped.
So you can do a surgical targeted recall instead of having to pull every single product off the shelves nationwide.
Precisely. It saves tons of money, and more importantly, it contains the damage to your brand's reputation. It's a safety net. Without it, you're flying blind.
It's amazing how much thought and science goes into a simple plastic container. It really is a whole world. We are just about out of time, but this has been incredibly enlightening. So, to recap for our listeners, quality packaging is your brand's handshake. Before we head to our summary, I have to ask about two big topics that are on everyone's minds: cost and sustainability. Let's start with cost. Is it safe to assume that higher quality, certified, traceable packaging is always going to be significantly more expensive?
That's the big one. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer is more complex than a simple yes or no. Initially, yes, a premium container from a top-tier SQF-certified supplier might have a higher per-unit cost than a flimsy one from an unknown source, but you have to think about the total cost of ownership.
When you're assessing it, look for that crystal visual clarity. Test its performance. Don't forget the drop test, and make absolutely sure it's leak-proof. And when picking a partner, demand to see those food safety scores, especially a high SQF rating. And finally, ensure they have solid traceability.
You got it. That's the playbook for success.
Billy, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and nerding out about packaging with me.
My pleasure, Alec. Anytime.
That's all the time we have for this episode of Let's Talk Packaging. A huge thank you to my guest, Billy, and to all of you for listening. We'll see you next time.